This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Tuesday. It's 3 o'clock. We're gonna get a lot of Elliot this week, Elliot.
I know.
Thursdays with Elliot.
Well, the and Tuesdays then Friday. Friday, yeah. I'm in the morning show.
And so. All morning?
Yeah, all morning.
Oh
yeah.
Wow. And then you'll be with us at 3 o'clock.
Who's taking
exactly.
Off?
I think Richie.
Oh, okay.
This is really...
Elliot, Tuesdays with Elliot brought to you by Groundworks. If wet field conditions are causing havoc on your home, book a free inspection at groundworks.com. Big day, Elliot.
12 hours.
Yeah. Well, no, I meant today.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be big at McGurk's in Royersford, as you'll be there all 12 hours.
Yep.
But today, a big day. So Eagles lose Josh Sweat yesterday, lose Milton Williams, lose Isaiah Rogers. I think probably Darius Slay, who knows. But the CJ-GJ thing seemed to surprise everyone. No one saw that coming.
Yeah.
You did not, I assume.
No, I was surprised. Now, I did think that his contract would be an issue this offseason. He signed a 3-year deal. I think last year his value was probably lower than it is this year. So he probably views himself as underpaid. Obviously, Saquon gets the extension 1 year into a 3-year deal. I did think the contract would be an issue, but I did not think they would move on from him this offseason. I was very surprised by that.
Yeah, if and I happen to believe that as well, although I don't have anything factual in front of me or any firsthand knowledge of it. It just makes more sense as to why they'd be willing to go ahead and move on from him if they don't think he's going to be happy with his current contract situation. And I don't know if you want that in your locker room, in your defensive side of the room, if he's not happy.
Yeah, I think Chauncey is viewed differently in the building than he is by fans. And I understand why, from a fan's perspective, like, it's a very upsetting trade. Just, I mean, you know, he's a fun guy. He's fun to root for. Like, I get all that. Like, he emotionally, Chauncey is very fun. I don't think the Eagles view him as, obviously, as important as the fans did. And I think this was a financial move.
Yeah.
But the contract thing aside, I think this was about just saving cash. I mean, by trading Chauncey, I think they'll save about $8 million. Now, that's not cap space.
That's cash.
Right. But that matters because next year, and I think this is a not the direct reason, but it is something they've said a few times this offseason, like, they got a lot of players coming up for extensions. And I don't think they viewed Chauncey as a cornerstone of the franchise. So you move him now, you save the money this year, you avoid any potential issue with his contract this year, but you definitely avoid it next year. Because next year he was for sure going to want a new contract with 1 year left. And, you know, you get a guard back that obviously he's not played well in the NFL, but I think with Stoutland, they have hope he'll be better. So I think it's a fine trade. Like, I get the emotional part of for the fans, it definitely sucks. But from a pure, like, football perspective, I think you can find a player as good as Chauncey Gardner-Johnson relatively easily.
Don't you think, though, so you brought up money there. I think what we're discovering this offseason is two things from a money perspective. One, there's not like an endless supply of money from Jeffrey Lurie. Like they have, he's a good owner in that respect. Great owner. One of the best in the NFL.
And I do believe, just to real quickly, I think he's spent the most money of any owner since 2016. So and,
not surprising at
all.
But there is a limit.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that we're learning, and I'm sure you saw the tweet from Joe Banner yesterday, that their cap situation is more precarious this year than it has been in a long time, that as good as Howie could be at it, and as much as Jeffrey Lurie will spend, there are limitations.
Yeah, but I think so where I would disagree with Joe Banner a little bit, and maybe with you there, is I think the limitation is more just there is a realistic cash budget. So when I say, you know, the Eagles can do whatever they want from a cap perspective, that is true. Like with $22 million in cap space, no, well, it is. Like,
but it's not.
Well, but there's two different ways to look at it. Like, I'm talking about cap space. I agree with you where there is not an endless supply of cash, right? But the way they manipulate the cap is handing out big checks. And so when you have big extensions coming up and, you know, you're going to, and like they paid Landon a big signing bonus, they paid Devontae, they paid AJ, they paid Saquon. Like when you've spent a lot of this cash, it's a cash thing. It's not a cap space thing. Like, so Howie could manipulate the cap further if he wanted, but they are, at least with this Chauncey deal, and I think it's potentially part of the Goddard thing as well. Like, there is a cash thing where they've paid a lot of players before. They're going to pay a lot of players next offseason. And I think they're probably just at a point where, like, where there's an ability to save cash for future deals, like, it makes sense to do that.
So you're saying that Joe Banner, who managed the cap for the Philadelphia Eagles for 15 years, is actually wrong?
No, I'm not. I just disagree with his assessment of it. Like when he talks about the cap space is, what do you say, like tighter or whatever the word he used.
Said their cap situation is more precarious than it's been.
Right, but I think that is because of the deals they have coming up.
But here's
the other thing I would say where I would agree with him.
Yep,
there is less cap flexibility than they've had in past years.
That's what he's saying.
No. Right, but I'm saying they can still, like, if they wanted to go get Myles Garrett, they could get Myles Garrett. The cap space is not what stops them. If they wanted to pay Chauncey, pay Milton Williams, like, the cap space is not what stops them. So the cash is the other thing.
But see, here's where I know you probably understand the cap better than I do. But
right.
Here's
obviously Joe Banner.
Yes. But here's something that people don't totally understand. So here's dead cap for Dallas Goedert. He has dead cap hits on the Eagles cap until 2028.
Correct.
So his dead cap hit in 25 is $21 million. His dead cap hit, even if he's not on the team, in 2026 is $13.6 million. His dead cap hit in 2027 is $8 million. His dead cap hit in 2028 is $3 million. So these bonus checks that they're cutting happen. There's all these void years after the contract is over. And so we're still, I haven't looked at the Eagles cap sheet now. We likely have cap hits from players who have been gone for 2 years
on this team. Last year, Jason Kelce had, I think, $16 million. Fletcher Cox was, I believe, over $10 million. So that's almost $30 million in two players that didn't play for you, right? But they still fielded what we would all agree is probably the best roster we've ever seen from an Eagles perspective. So the way
offensively.
Offensively, yeah, that's right. We all know those early 2000s defensively were better. But I guess the point I'm trying to make, like, the dead cap hit matters, but in terms of fielding the team, they can almost always create more cap space. That's just, I guess, where we're disagreeing. Like, they can still go out and manipulate the cap. What they can't do is, like, literally print cash. And so when it comes, so I'll agree with you, they are limited in that regard, for sure. I'm saying from a cap space perspective, the dead cap hits you're bringing up, like, are pretty irrelevant. Like, they matter, but it's not a huge deal.
Okay. Do you think they're going to bring Mekhi Becton back?
Not after this trade. I don't. I mean, obviously, so Kenyon Green has not played well since he's been in the NFL. He missed a full season with a shoulder injury. He re-injured that shoulder last year. And on Pro Football Focus, he graded out as one of the worst offensive linemen in the NFL. So he is not like a hand the job to him guy.
Yeah.
But I think that the fact they have him under contract at a cheap rate, they have Tyler Steen, and I think they will give Kenyon Green a chance. Like, Kenyon Green came in here before the draft. They obviously like him. They traded for him. Stoutland's been around him in the pre-draft process. So I would guess they view him as, like, I don't want to say a lottery ticket, but, like, somewhere where they feel like they'll take a chance on him and see if they can
hit. Yeah, right. Just like Becton.
But with Becton, the issue is obviously since he's a free agent, like, you have to go out and pay him to retain him. So yeah. I would think there's a shot, but obviously, I think when you go and acquire a former first-round pick at the position. Now, what is noteworthy is he's only played on the left side. He's not played on the right side, which is where Becton plays. Mm-hmm. So you're also projecting he can move sides. But I think between Steen and him, they probably, as of now, are going to see how that shakes out.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's what they basically have told themselves, is that they'll use the unit to cover up whatever deficiencies are there at that one position. They feel that much stronger about the unit as a whole.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what it's boiling down to, because this kid is a project as well.
Now, what's interesting about Kenyon Green, though, is he is a free agent after this season. Okay. He has 1 year left on his deal. And I think
they can take a guard this year.
Yeah.
I mean, they won't take a guard in the second round, third round.
But the reason
not in the first round.
Not in the first round. No. Right, exactly. Right. Last year, guards didn't matter. Now it's Ike's number one
well,
free
no,
agent.
I'm just saying. Second, third round. You can find guards anywhere. Guard.
Yeah. Look, let us do our show.
Yeah. All right. Look, we said we could find guards, linebackers, and running backs anywhere. Yeah. Now it's our top three. So, yeah. But the reason I bring up the contract thing is because if you were to, let's say, re-sign Mekhi Becton, you would think that guarantees him at least 2 years here. I mean, probably more. So if you're going to bring him back, you're basically just saying Steen and Green are backups, like barring an injury. And there's no harm in that, but you're not really giving him a chance to probably turn into what they think he could be.
No, I agree with you on that. And I think a little bit of it is they believe Stoutland can improve guys. And listen, he's shown that he's been able to do that.
I mean, Kenyon Green is basically Mekhi Becton a year later.
Right? Yep, like I completely agree.
Worse probably than Becton did, but it's the same exact concept.
Yeah. And Steen, I don't believe they believe Steen is a starter.
I agree.
Yeah,
like he's a third round pick that's been here 3 years. If they wanted to make him the starter, they could just make him the starter.
Yeah, and last year they were open to it, and he lost the competition. I would.
And some guys are best. Listen. I was a backup for 9 years. Yeah. Some guys, and I probably got 9 years out of my career because of that, as opposed to being somebody who was put out there as a starter and may not have been as effective as a starter. So sometimes guys are just better suited to play limited roles. They can go in and fill in. You can be a swing guy. I play left and right, and you can have a long career versus having being put under that pressure and not being good enough to do it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, what's interesting is I think Steen is definitely an NFL player. Like, he'll have a 10-year career.
Well, you need guys who are your second string.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know if they know that about Kenyon Green. Like, I think he has a higher ceiling.
Yes.
He has not proven yet that he can play at an NFL level,
right,
whereas Steen has. So I think they will keep Steen because he's a cheap, like, he can play either side of the line. Like, he is a valuable part of the roster.
I would keep him, too.
I just think Green will be the one that deep down they'll probably be like, yeah, this guy.
If they're pushing for it, yeah.
Yeah, the
just kind of like with Beckton.
Sure.
Like, they brought him in, and they didn't give him the job, but secretly they were like, well, if we can get this guy on the field, he's better than
Steen. Yeah, I think Steen had no shot. The second Becton went in there and Steen was hurt, like, he was not winning that job back. But I don't know the answer to this, but if there's no fifth-year option for him, and I don't know if there is, then you're kind of in the same position you were with Becton, where let's say Green plays this year, he's awesome, and then he's a free agent.
They would have to exercise it this year, right?
Correct. But I don't know the answer to whether or not when you acquire a player in a trade.
Like, I think the Eagles still have the ability to do
it. So if they still have the fifth year option, then that's something they might do. Yeah. I'd have to see what that would be.
Because you trade for his contract, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know for 100% certainty.
Yeah.
So when I become GM, I'll have to study that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you said you could be GM right now.
Well, I'll get the answer quickly. Okay. It's not that hard. Yeah.
You just ask somebody to give
you
the answer.
Ask another GM. Yeah.
Who I'm sure would be eager to help you.
Yeah, exactly.
Before we get back to the phones, Elliot, our next question. Today in 1989, Cops debuted. So we're asking everybody for their favorite reality TV show.
Oh, man, talk about the day to have me in.
Yeah, and you're a reality guy. So what is the number one reality TV show for Elliot? And do you go back to the OGs, like the Real World? And
so I did watch Real World, but like growing up, I mean, do you remember Next? Where they would walk off the
bus. Yes, my brother was on Next.
Was he really?
Your brother was on a reality show?
So this show would never fly today. But basically, they would put a bunch of people on a bus, like, and four guys on a bus, and they would be trying to like date the girl. And when the guy walked off, the girl would just look and be like, next. And
they would start the date wherever the other person got knocked off.
Was your brother on the bus, or was he?
So here's what happens with my brother. So we sat in, he was living in LA, his apartment. We sat and we watched, I think, 7 straight hours of Next one day.
So good.
And I looked at him, and this is when we're still getting each other birthday presents. And I was like, dude, if you get yourself on Next, you don't have to get a birthday present for me. And he goes, all right. So 6 months later, this is when I was working at WISP. I get a call. He's freaking out. He calls me. They call him in as an alternate on Next.
Love it.
He's on his way in.
Yeah.
He calls me afterwards. He tells me, I can't tell you anything about the show, but you're going to want to watch it. Show comes on. Everybody's black but Jason.
Ah.
So he's on the bus, and he's on the bus, and the girl, he gets in there. He wins.
Look at that.
Yeah. He wins. But he said, he was like, look, man, there was nothing real about that show.
Aww.
He said, I won a date with her. He goes, I don't have her phone number. It's never going to happen again.
Yeah.
He never saw her again, but he did win the show. It is on the internet. But speaking of...
I'm going to have to watch it now.
No, speaking of things that wouldn't fly today, there were jokes in that episode that would not fly in 2025.
Oh, yeah. So,
imagine. Well, listen, we grew up listening to stuff that wouldn't, all in the family would not fly.
Yeah. Well, just making the show purely based off looks also probably.
Yes, probably wouldn't fly.
I think the GOAT reality show,
you got?
I mean, it's probably The Bachelor.
Bachelor.
It's not my favorite, but I think that's probably.
Well, we asked for your favorite. Okay, why do you make everything so complicated?
Yeah. Well, because that's
pick
not the question. I'm a big Love is Blind guy.
Love is Blind.
Okay.
Is that the, which one is that?
All right, so basically they put people in a pod and you talk to them through a wall and you don't see what they look like and then you decide if you want to get engaged or not.
Oh, wow.
And then once you're engaged, you meet and you see what they look like.
Okay, and that's not the one where they marry a stranger. That's a complete different show.
That's a different show. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Love it's a great show. Wow. I watched it last season with the blindfold on, so I wouldn't know what they look like.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Me and my wife sat there, and we put blindfolds on, so we didn't know what they looked like until they found out, so that we could be like, oh, it is crazy to think they get married like that.
It's also crazy that you two watched a television show with blindfolds on.
No, it was only like 3 episodes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was a fun time. 3 episodes.
Yeah.
He's one of a kind.
He is one of a kind.
I would recommend it. It is fun.
Yeah. Love is Blind. All right. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
You. What up, fellas?
What up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck? Listen,
let me say this, man. You know, first of all, I trust in Howie Roseman.
Mm.
All right?
Big take.
Yeah, huge take. You know what I mean? we just won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How ungrateful as a fan.
No balls.
Sitting there looking, you know, ahead, and we still celebrating what we just won. Listen, any team that's ever won in the past, whether it's the Patriots or Kansas City, they always switch their teams up because they had to. Mm-hmm. Eventually, the money's going to run out. You got to replenish the money, okay? So CJ GJ is a big loss. Don't get me wrong. I love the guy. But listen, here's the thing, right? You can't sign everybody. And you have to – they're in cap purgatory right now. You know what I mean? Just like the Rams were a couple years ago. They basically, you know, they sold out to win that championship. And everybody's saying, you know, they don't think we're going to repeat. But I'm going to tell you, Kansas City a few years ago, they let go Tyreek Hill, and everybody thought that was a big loss. What I'm banking on right now this year is that Jalen Hurts put more on his shoulders. I think he's got that monkey off his back. And now we got to depend on our quarterback and our offense being as great as we thought they were going to be last year. Now, the defense, if they top 10, top 12, I can deal with that as long as the offense is top 3 in the league. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, that's what it boils down. I mean, that's what it's going to eventually boil down to, is that the offense is going to have to lead this team.
Yeah, as confident as everyone can be in their ability to replace players, I think you would probably be dreaming a little bit to think that they could lose, you know, almost half of the starting defense and say, confident we're going to be just as good as we were last year.
There's a chance even if they kept all the guys, they weren't going to be as good as they were last year. I mean, that was like one of the best defenses besides the early 2000s.
Well, 91. Don't short Seth.
Yeah.
Well,
91. Yeah.
Well, I care about Seth, not the 90s.
Who thought this was going to be a great defense coming into the season? I'm waiting for everybody to raise their hand.
Well, no.
Well, nobody did.
But they were.
Okay, yeah, they were after the fact. Nobody thought they was going to be because the league has changed. So as we won a championship, we got lucky and won a championship with this great defense. But that's not how you're going to continue to win going forward. Mm-hmm. Now, this guy was All-American. He didn't have a good year with the Texans. But he's going to graduate Stoutland University like everybody else do, okay? You take a Jordan Mailata, a rugby player, and make him the best right tackle or left tackle in football. You know what I mean? That Stoutland can do something with this guard coming in. I don't want to lose Beckton, but what I'm saying is these guys are preparing for the future. We got a lot of people coming up, you know what I mean? I want to keep. Quinyon's one of them. Jalen Carter. Can't pay everybody. You know, you got to take a step back.
They don't have to pay Quinyon for 3 years.
Now, well, 2 years.
But the Eagles, they typically sign people early, Spike. They typically sign people early. You know that? They don't wait to the third year to sign their best players.
Well, you have to wait to after the third year.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to wait to after
but
the
Chuck,
third year.
What Chuck is right about is they will sign Quinyon as early as possible.
Of course, after his third year.
Yeah, right.
And Coop, you can forget about Coop. You know what I mean?
He's not going anywhere. Yeah.
These guys ain't going nowhere. So, listen, am I panicking? Am I worried? To answer you guys' question, absolutely not. I think this team core is still in place, and as long as the quarterback is good, which I think he's going to be even better because he got that monkey off his back, he knows what it feels like to win. And I think that things are going to be better on the offensive end this year than they were last year.
They better
this
be.
This team is going to be more golf offense prepared than they were last year to win another Super Bowl. They're going back, baby, back to back. Get ready, man. You know what I mean?
No shot.
That's what it is.
No, they're not winning. They don't even think they're winning the Super Bowl next year.
Hey, Jack, let me tell you something. They got a better chance than your Phillies do of winning.
No, they don't.
I think they do.
No, they don't.
Those guys, the Phillies, all those guys are stiff. Trey Turner's stiff.
All of them.
You know that. Right. You know, I mean, they let Bryce Harper down every year, and you sit there and you want to toot the horn about them winning the championship. When they come back with the same team, and you want to talk about the Eagles right now? Come on, man.
Well, the Eagles got worse.
The Eagles are the top of the class in the NFL. And people are gearing to be what the Eagles are. You know what I'm saying? Howie knows what he's doing. He won us 2 championships, and I'm trusting Howie Roseman to get this thing back on track for us to repeat this year. You know what I'm saying? Repeat.
You got a favorite reality show, Chuck?
Everybody's still here.
No.
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, this guy is one of my favorite guys. He wears the clock. You know what I mean?
This was a great one.
Flavor Love.
That was classic.
That was a good show.
New York was from there.
Let's not start just naming off shows.
Yeah, we don't want
to. No, she was in the show.
Oh, yeah,
no,
right.
No, but then that leads to another show.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean,
yes.
I'd be pretty. That's a pretty deep cut. I mean,
you're right. But the delegation listens to the show. Nah, so it was coming.
Yeah,
I was a big Flavor of Love guy.
Oh, you had to be a big Flavor of Love guy.
One my favorite character. Yeah, I won't say the name, but
Hoops.
Hoops was good.
Was good.
Oh, I remember Hoops.
Yeah, delicious.
Yeah.
I still follow one of them.
These are stripper names.
Yeah. Hoops was a good. Yeah. Hoops, I think, was my favorite.
Yeah.
Out of that.
Yeah, it was Flay's favorite, too.
Was it?
Yeah. Shaq's
Did she win?
Too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Aaron Shaq dated
Hoops
for a while.
Anyone else?
Who else was on there?
No, I mean, anyone else?
Oh, anybody
Hoops?
Else? Is, oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know anybody else.
All right, Tuesdays with Elliot continues along with your calls. 215.
She was a lot of people's favorites back then.
592-9494.
Elliot's favorite.
No comment.
All right. Oh, wow. Are we in no comment zone?
No, yeah.
All right.
I don't know what to say.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.